praise his name. Let's stand together. We bow our heads. Glorious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's again such a privilege. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you, Lord, give us an opportunity that we can gather together. Father, most of all, you put that desire in our hearts, that pull, that drive. Lord, that we might know you and learn more, hear your word. Lord, that you reveal yourself to us in a greater way. Father, that in some way we can show our love to you by obeying your commandments. We thank you, Father. I ask that you would bless the service, even these few songs, Lord. Joy in our hearts, Father, of what you've done for us. Lord, may our minds be clear for your word when it comes. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me in our capstone books, if you will. Amen. Let's start on page 60. I'm saying, why I've been changed.
Amen.
I'm newborn now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, I've been to the river and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was and redeemed is now my name. Oh, I've been changed.
Amen.
Oh, I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Sing it one more time. I've been changed. Oh, I've been newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Oh, Satan roamed my heart, but Jesus rescued me. By his grace, I can say I've been redeemed. I've been changed from the nature that once held me. Where I was bound, I now am free.
Amen.
Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I am newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came.
Amen. I love him.
Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been newborn now. Oh, my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed.
Amen. Oh, that song ought to put a joy in your heart, saints. Praise his holy name. Page 100. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Truly it is, saints. No way to describe his love.
I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free. As free indeed. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Oh, I have found a pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from that awful.
Oh, hallelujah. I can see is your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. Oh, it is like a great overflowing well, bringing us within. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Just think about it, saints. Joy that we'll have. Amen. Praise his name. Page 20, the same little book here. I'm going to fly away one of these days. Very soon.
Yes.
Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away. Oh, to all on God's celestial shore. Ah, oh, hallelujah, amen. Oh, I'll fly away, amen, hallelujah. I'll fly away. Oh, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, this life are gone, I'll fly away. Oh, like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll, amen. Oh, think about it. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, away. So much better, truly I am saying. Feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling about this good old way.
Feeling so much better,
talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on, talking about the Lord. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. How many have something on your heart you'd like to take before Him? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord Jesus, oh Father, as we sing these songs, Lord, truly joy dwells within our hearts. Father, we think of what You've done for us. Lord, Your many, many blessings. Lord, and You never fail them. Even to the, Lord, two or three are gathered, You'll be there. Knowing that You're here walking amongst us, Lord, You know our hearts, You know our desires. Even as we lifted our hands, Lord, had something on our hearts, Father, we ask that You would just meet every need. Lord, fulfill Your word. Oh, God, may we rejoice in You and testify of Your goodness. Lord, Father, Father, I pray, Lord, it's our little sister Mindy. Lord, she's having problems. We don't know what they are, Lord. But You do. Lord, I just feel to raise her up before You, Lord. Lord, that You would be glorified in her life, Lord. Meet the need. Whatever it is, Father, pray that You would touch her. And Lord, truly, we'll give You the glory and honor and praise. We love You, Lord. Bless the service. Bless the brother as he brings Your word.
Yes.
Lord, reveal it to us, we ask and pray. In Your precious name we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Amen. Was somebody have something on your heart? Something special? Amen. All righty. Let's stand then, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Only Believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only Believe. Oh.
Some of you is ready to fly away. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, how happy we ought to be,
yes,
to see the times and places we're standing.
Yes.
Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we thank You for this little opportunity You've given us, Lord, this evening to gather in for a few minutes, Lord, around Your precious word. And Lord, as You lay these little nuggets upon my heart, Lord, and strengthen me, Lord, I pray that You'll give me the grace, Lord, to renew the people's minds, that maybe it'll strengthen someone else, Lord, and help us to continue, Lord, to be watchful and looking for Your coming. And Father, we'll never fail to give You the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask Your blessings upon Your word, and Lord, our hearts to the receiving. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. He is so wonderful.
Yes, He is.
While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to John, the third chapter. Let me read a verse of Scripture and you can be seated. Here in John, the third chapter, and just pick up about the 23rd verse just to catch what was happening here. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. And then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John, and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. And in the time in which we're living, these scriptures just kind of seem to stand out a little bit greater in some of the things that have been written. And I'd like to turn over to 1 Corinthians in the second chapter and read something Paul said here. If you want to turn with me. 1 Corinthians 2, and we'll just pick up here about the, let's just start about the sixth verse, just as Paul was speaking. And he says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. And now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words in which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And as you think about what God so graciously in this hour has given to us, and revealing himself and sending a prophet to open up the precious word and to lay it forth and to take these precious words that have been written on these pages since time began, and the Holy Spirit working through men to make sure that God's word was recorded, and that we would stand here today with a full assurance, knowing where we're at and where we stand, not because of our own righteousness or our own intellect or our own ability, but through the amazing Holy Spirit revealing himself to the chosen people. Amen. They see the word made flesh and made real among them. Yeah. If you would turn over here to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and catch this little piece that was in here. And the prophet read this as in the message, the uniting time and sign that he preached in 1963. And just to catch this a little bit greater and just kind of think about where we're standing today, as he says here, we'll start at the first verse. "And the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came tempting, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye will say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather to the day, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. A wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And then Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, Is it because we have taken no bread? And when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand? that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Then understood they how that he had bade them not to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and how it was his words meant nothing till he broke it forth to them. And then the understanding came with it. And how, as we are living in this day, the Holy Spirit is preparing a little bride for a catching away. And it's just so amazing as we look around all that's happening. We see the pressure in the world. We see all the chaos. We see the signs of that time. And we've spoke about these things a little bit. And how we see it happening into the church. The churches are gathering together in groups, and you see them bonding and forming, I'm going to go this way and stand with this group, and I'm going to go this way and stand with that group. But in the message of the Uniting Sign of the Time, and I'm just going to renew your minds to a couple things that the prophet was saying, but he was not encouraging us to unite to our church, but he was encouraging us to unite to Christ, the Word. And how fitting some of these things that he said, and this was just in the very first few pages. It's just a few quotes, but I want to read it the way he put it, because it seems like he just has a way of saying so much in such a short paragraph. But we'll start here. This was in that message. That message, like I said, was preached August 1863, the Uniting Time and Sign. And he had read this scripture and used it as his, part of his text. And then I'm going to drop down to, we'll just start about the 35th verse to catch the essence of what he's saying. And he said, that's what they always referred to the prophets about. They said he had understanding by the visions of the Lord, and the word of the Lord came to the prophets of old. And they had understanding through the word of the Lord and by the prophets. And the prophets give a sign. And he says, like one man laid on his side for so long and then turned over, and one man had to strip his clothes. There's many things they did to show the sign that they were living in. And now we know that God has made the heavens and the earth, and so laid out his work that we know that the God that made the heavens, or he would describe his time by sign. And that same God lives today, so we must be something. As we see the times that we're living in, there must be something that somebody's overlooking somewhere, see, because God would never let these things happen without giving us a definite sign that we would understand. And how that sign, God sent that prophet to prepare the way. Those signs have come. Now we've been given the understanding. Modern events made clear by prophecy. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Lean not unto thine own understanding. The anointed ones at the end time. Look at all the instruction and the understanding that's been handed down to enlighten us to the time and the day in which we're living and where we're standing. But just as the scriptures had foretold Jesus would come, that Messiah was going to come. It had been recorded, it had been talked about, it had been spoke about, it had been preached about all down through time. And when he came on the scene, because it didn't meet their idea of what they had heard, it wasn't revealed to them who he truly was. They couldn't see it. They missed the signs that was evident to show forth who he was. God's word went forth, and he was the vindication and the fulfillment of God's precious word at that time, but many missed it. They didn't realize that it was God in flesh. And he goes on here, he says, now, that we don't understand. He said, now, here is the thing today. The clergy, we don't read it right. It's just like it was then. They didn't think it was the time. They thought they were living pretty peaceful. And so they wasn't looking for no Messiah. And Jesus had said that his coming would be as a thief in the night, when the people would be unaware of his coming. But there were some of the virgins that went to meet him. Half of them had oil in their lamp and was ready, and they were watching for that sign. Yes. And that's who I'm speaking to tonight. See, those who are looking for that sign now, the sign of his coming. Mm-hmm. And tonight, that's in my heart, I am looking for every moment. Show me, Lord, the next step to be ready. Where do we go? Where do you lead us? How do you guide me? Am I looking to my pastor alone, or am I looking to this church, or am I looking over here? I think this brother's right. No, I'm looking to the Word of God in my life, saying, Lord, line me up with the Word. And let my life be found on those pages, and my testimony be, I know that I am pleasing to you by this precious Word.
Yes.
He said, these signs given by the Lord is given only to believers. The unbelievers never see it, so that's why you can't look to the right, you can't look to the left. It's an individual affair. You must keep your eyes upon what God is leading you and guiding you into, because it may not be for the one beside us. There may only be one in this church that rises. Am I going to hold back because, that brother so-and-so, he don't think it's time yet. Or this don't think. The time may be here. God is speaking to individuals. Amen. Just think about that. They're just the few that saw Jesus when he was here and recognized truly who he was. Yes. Oh my, may it cause our hearts to stir a little bit to not so many things just seem to go on and, you know, all this is going and this is happening and it just seems like all kinds of bushes are being rattled and pulled and tossed here and there. But we're right at the coming of the Lord. We're right there.
Yes.
He says, and they don't see, he says the unbelievers never see it. It goes right over the top of them. They don't see it. And it's just sure as it was an angel of God could stand on this platform tonight. Just as true as I'm looking at you, I could be looking at it, or you could be looking at it, and I couldn't see it, or I could look at it, and you couldn't see it. And you know that's scriptural. That's exactly the truth. You know, Paul fell down, but none of them could see that light but Paul. The light that was right there when John stood there before the multitudes, thousands on the bank of clergymen and sages and great men. And John said himself, he bore record of seeing the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down upon him. And the voice saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased to dwell." Nobody saw it but John. It was just for him. And oh my, how that little bride, that little secret lady, is waiting in love. And it's a few, and it's only going to be revealed to them that it's truly predestinated for. And how that ought to truly, as these things, as we're seeing these things, how it really ought to stir our hearts to truly let this world grow strangely dim. And to truly let our focus in on Jesus Christ. And it's, as I said, you know, when you're running a race, it's wonderful. You want everyone to go with you. You're running together. Maybe you start in a group. But there's only a prize given to the winner. And oh my, each one of us must strive to make sure that one is going to be me. That one is, this word is speaking to my heart. All that I've spent my life for, all that I've given my life for, that the call, the draw that I've had, and what I've dedicated my life to was for one purpose, that Jesus Christ would be glorified.
Yes,
and that it was a relationship between me and him. In paragraph 39, he continues on. Just to catch he said, "Did you notice how vivid the signs for the wise men? They looked, they were Hebrew. They wasn't really Indian astronomers. They were Hebrew because they were up there in that country studying astronomy to finish their education. And when they looked towards Jerusalem, knowing that they saw those three stars from each one of their birth path of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, of which race they came from each. They seen them stars in their birth path, and that was a sign to them that when those stars were in a line, the Messiah was on earth. Oh my, no wonder they came. Where is he? Where is he that's born, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Where is he?" They know that infant Messiah was laying somewhere because God gave them a sign of the time, and God and men were uniting together. What a unity. When God united himself in a human body, the principle and the greatest of all the unitings that it was ever done was when God united with man and left his great strain of being God and stretched forth his tent and took in humanity and become one of them to redeem them. Unity, the what? That brought peace between God and man forever, and how thankful we are. But the sign was not sent, just think, every man and all the astronomers and people of them days. Their clocks was the stars. There was a watchman went up on top of the tower, and he would get up there and watch. And as he's seeing when a certain star was in a certain constellation, as they were passing, he knowed what time it was. You remember in the scripture, watch, what time is it, watchman? And the watchman come back and told him in what hour it was. See, they kept it by the stars. But isn't it strange that these stars were exactly in a line for three men, but nobody else saw it? Just exactly in a line. And you can be so in line with the scripture, see? When those stars became in unity and united themselves together in that constellation, Three men were also united at the same time, and you can be so united with God and His Word until these things become realities, and you can see them and know that they are true. And the sign of the time, you might look right over the top of it and say, all nonsense. But to you, it isn't nonsense. To you, you are united with the Word, and here it is. It's absolutely light. Amen. And when you see these signs unite with the believer, that's what I'm addressing this to, is the believer, for the unbeliever never see it. And what a rebuke it would be if he was on earth today to many of our clergy who cannot read this sign. The signs that we reading daily here at the tabernacle and seeing things and other things are reading it and seeing the handwriting on the wall, yet so many just ignore it and don't even see it at all. Nothing to them. They don't even notice it. And how it's truly, when you see that word that came forth at that time as he was speaking, and how this word has continued to go forth as we're in a time of preparation and God getting that little bride from all over this earth ready for that final moment. Amen. As individuals are preparing, how it seems like the masses seem to be drawing together. You see so much forming to one doctrine and they just want to hold that. One goes this way and they just want to hold that. And you see it just pockets and surrounding us. But through that all, there's a little bride that's looking for one thing, and that's this word to be made manifest in her mortal body. And how it's truly the word taking her over and living itself, as the prophet said. But so many are not looking for that life to be made manifest in them. They're satisfied and content with, I go to church, I'm a believer, I pay tithes and I pay offering and I went to church all my life. And to them, that's enough. But that's not what he was talking about. There is a special people. And I believe as our pastor has been trying to draw our attention to it, there's a special place for that little believer to be ready. And as the Holy Spirit gives the ministry that vision to be able to see a little farther maybe than we do sometimes, how we should be leaning upon the Word and crying out to God to, Lord, show me, enlighten my understanding. Have I got a little cold? Have I got a little lax? Have I let down just enough, Lord, that I'm not in tune with what the Holy Spirit's trying to do in my life? Am I not really following it along? You know, so many times, think of this, the little parable of the virgins. They all knew the bridegroom was coming. But they just waited and they waited and they waited. Five of them, though, were wise. They were ready and waiting and had oil in their lamps to go. Yes. But five waited till the last minute to decide it was time to try and find that oil. Mm-hmm. And oh, may we not be in that number, but may we be a people that is prayed up and in the Spirit and holding forth the Word of God in righteousness in our hearts and standing ready at all times for whatever He would want to do in our lives. Mm-hmm. But it's so easy to let our focus get drawn away from the purpose for which we've been called and truly sent. There's so much going on around us. There's so much to do in everyday life. You know, for myself, it just seems like every day is so busy. From daylight till dark, there's something. It's just time. There's stuff to be done, stuff you need to get done. Even through the day, it seems like there's just not a break to just sit down into the quietness like you really could spend hours with the Lord. You know, of course, I'm used to having been on the road and not having people to talk to me and having more time to, maybe that's why I feel that way. But how it is truly, you can just see the pressures. You see the pressure of the world. The news has not got one good thing in it. The news is bad on every hand, and this side's mad, and that side's mad, and this person's upset, and that person's upset. And it's just all turmoil. The whole world is in turmoil. Person against person and nation against nation. And God is fixing to snatch a little bride right out from under their nose and take them home. Those that are looking and loving the longing, that appearing of the Lord Jesus. There's something in them. They don't want to stay down here in this old pest house, but something is truly drawing them to a higher calling. Amen. It'll draw them right off of this earth. Amen. I just wanted to make note of this as he referenced the scripture, Matthew 20:24. In the chapter 24, as he was speaking, we won't take time to read the scripture, but he was speaking about pray that your flight's not in winter and so forth in Matthew there. But as he was speaking about, as he brought this over into the scripture here about paragraph 45, I just thought this was really good. He says, Now notice, he pointed out the national signs, and when they asked him, let me drop down here. He says, and he told them in one place about a national sign. He said, when you see nations begin to gather around Jerusalem, then we know that the time of their trouble was at hand. And when you see Jerusalem compassed about with army. Now before they could do this, the world had to unite. Titus, that great Roman general, had to unite his armies together and come around. And after these Jews had rejected that God-given sign of the time to them, that's the time that Titus united his armies together and came to take the city. First, there had to be a uniting of God's people, so-called, against the word of God, before that nation could unite itself against God's people. And the unity and the uniting and the uniting together. And I believe that we're living in a great uniting time, and I'm taking these red lights down, these flashing signals and everything of women, how they do, and men, how they do, and the churches, how they do, showing to this little group with all of my heart that I believe we are aligning in the line of God's word in this great prophetic hour, just before the coming of the Lord Jesus, uniting together and getting ready. Now you see, before Titus united the nations of his armies together, Israel united themselves together and banded themselves. That they would not believe Jesus to be the Messiah, they rejected him and turned him out and crucified him. And then when they rejected the salvation that was sent to them, they united themselves together to do it. Now hold that in mind, uniting themselves together to reject the message of the hour, they had to do it. And when they did that, then the national sign came in. And the nations began to unite themselves together. And Titus brought his army of Romans and Greeks and compassed the walls of Jerusalem and penned those people in there. And they starved to death. They eat the bark from the trees. And Josephus, the great historian, tells us that they eat the grass off of the ground, and they even boiled one another's children and eat it, see, as they were mad people. And then when finally Titus, he was setting up on the hills around Jerusalem there, and those people in there thought they were doing the will of God. When they saw the armies marching in, they had refused to hear that great master, the Lord Jesus, tell them that. The warning came for them to pray that that flight wouldn't be in winter. Yes. And all the things that the Lord spoke in that scripture. But he said there wasn't one of them Christians caught in there, for they saw the sign. And they moved, and they let them that's on the housetop come not down, or him that's in the field go back and take his coat, but flee into Judea and pray that your flight not be in winter or the time on the Sabbath. Because in the winter time the hills would be full of snow, and on the Sabbath day the doors was closed, the gate, they'd be caught in that condition. We want to get to that pretty soon, how God does things, if the Lord willing. But notice, they prayed that it would be that way, or prayed that it would not be that way. Jesus told them to pray for that. And they never caught one of them in there. They were all gone because they looked at the sign and they were gone. And that's all there was to it. And oh, how the churches today ought to see the sign of the time that we're living in. Yes. And flee as hard as you can to Calvary for life. Not to some church, but to Jesus Christ. And unite yourself with him and not with some organization or some church creed. But unite with Christ and be sure that it's him. Because you can't just take anything. You've got to be positive that it's him. What a time of union. Amen. And how it's truly, I feel this in my heart, and I pray each one of you do. It is truly a time of, I don't care what everyone else is doing, but I'm looking at my own life. I'm looking at my own, the word that he's revealed to me. And I'm praying for a greater understanding of his precious word. It doesn't mean I have all the understanding. I don't mean it that way. But I'm taking what he's given me and I'm trying to live my ability. What he reveals to me, I let him live it forth through me and to follow him as closely as I can. Not trying to align myself with this group of brothers or align myself with that group of people just because I want fellowship or want friends or to be here or to be there. But I've been called for a purpose. I am an individual before God. You are an individual before God. Just as that morning, Jesus spoke those words. When you think of Matthew 24, as he was speaking that forth at that time, they all heard him say it. The Jews along with the Christians at that time that were around, the disciples, they heard it. But once the Holy Ghost came and revealed those things that he had spoken to that special group of believers at that time, when the time arose, they were delivered. They were gone. Liberty came for them. But for the others, they were trapped in their own sins and found where they couldn't get out. And God has provided a way of escape for his little elected. Yes. And by God's grace, their eyes is on the promise, upon the word, and watching closely for every move that God is making. Not focusing it down here. That, like I said, there's a lot of bushes being rattled. There's a lot of voices of the day, so to speak, as the prophet put it many times. There's a lot happening, but is your attention focusing to the word of the hour for you as an individual? Yes. You know, God leads us exactly where we need to be at the right time. And oftentimes people may say that, why don't you go over here to this church and hang out? Why don't you go to this church and stay over here and here? Why don't you go to... You can only go where the Holy Spirit leads you to be and where the food is. You know, you give me a chance to go to McDonald's or go to Texas Roadhouse in the natural, you can pretty much bank where I'm headed. The food, the quality is so much better to the natural taste. And that's where this natural the spiritual taste is for the spiritual things of God. I don't want a history lesson. I don't need a... though it's wonderful to hear these things and to read and to remember, but our life should be centered on one thing. Lord, am I being conformed to your image? Am I seeing more of the world in my life than I am of Christ? Or do I truly see the world fading and Christ being made manifest? As John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. And oh my, how this word has got to be made more alive in our hearts, in our every action, in our daily walk, in our talks with one another, with whoever we meet, wherever we go. Is he truly being expressed to the point that my life is declaring to this nation and to this people that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Oh, we've got a great responsibility, but we didn't put it on our ability. He placed within each one of that little elected the seed and the life that was needed to reproduce exactly what he said it would be. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. And here on paragraph 90, in the same message, he said, also, while this uniting of the nation, these signs and national signs we see out here in the world, earthquakes in diverse places and different things, uniting, bringing the world together and bringing people together, all the churches together, all these things, while all this uniting's been going on, there is another uniting going on, and that's what I want to point you to now. God is uniting his bride. She is coming together from the east, the west, the north, and the south. There is a uniting time that's on right now. And what is she uniting for? The rapture. Amen. God's getting her ready. Yes, sir. Uniting what she is uniting with? The word. For all heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. She's uniting herself with thus saith the Lord, regardless of what any denomination or anybody else says. She's uniting herself and she's getting ready. Why? She is the bride. That's right. She's uniting herself with her bridegroom. See, and the bridegroom is the word. And in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the church and the bride and the word is becoming so one until the very word itself is working out the works of the bridegroom. Amen. See, a uniting. Not no more join the church, not no more of this, but flee from everything and tied to Jesus Christ. See, it's the uniting time, and God is uniting his bride together, bringing it back just exactly, and uniting his words of his promise. Amen. And I believe that's where we're standing, truly, as we see it's not a movement that may catch everyone's attention. Just as that day the armies were surrounding Jerusalem, not everybody felt the need to leave. But those that had saw the word, that the word had been revealed to, they packed up and got out. And by God's grace, let's pray that our eyes would be open to see every move that Jesus Christ is leading us and guiding us to, that we wouldn't let ourselves be lulled to sleep or led off to astray with because somebody feels this way or somebody feels that way. But let us look to the word and prayerfully consider, Lord, what's next for me? And where would you have me go, Lord? And oh, let him lead us and guide us by his Holy Spirit and follow where he leads. Amen. Very small text, but praying that something was said just to cause us just to stay stirred. It is time. This binding together with God's precious word, everything else fading away. So many are trying to bring unity in their own ways in different places and trying to bring peace, it never works. There's only going to be one place of peace, and oh, that's in precious our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And by God's grace, we're fixing to go to a land of endless day. Amen. I'm looking forward to it. I pray you are too. But amen, you know, just pray something was said that will help someone. And may you be able to take some. If nothing else, maybe it'll cause you to go back and really listen and read that message. Oh, if we can just keep our minds stirred to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Because each one of us, we come in, maybe I need a carrot and maybe you need a pea. But God knows exactly how to feed each one of us exactly what we need. And oh my, I've found that when you come hungry, you never go away hungry. Amen. I thank God for his precious word. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Can we sing that little chorus, that Some Golden Daybreak? Hey, man, it's been a while since we sang that. It's a little slower chorus, but...
Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come.
Looking for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's keep our eye on the goal. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Good, isn't it? Always listen to the word. I love it. Amen. I've been studying, and I hope you have too, on rising the sun and Easter seal. And again, many things he said tonight just gels all together. I'm just so thankful. I see God moving in a way that the people that he has called and predestinated, he's going to get ready to take them home. I know I've said that a lot lately, but one of these days it's going to happen. Amen. And I want to be in that number. Constantly watching and looking and waiting. You know, and I was thinking again what he's talking about the virgins, you know, the five foolish and the five wise. The ones that had oil and the ones that didn't. It's just a sad thing to see really what happened to the five unwise or foolish virgins. The ones that had no oil in their lamps, had no Holy Ghost. It's just a very sad thing. But, and did you notice, and did you ever catch it, that how the scripture says, and speaking of it, go buy for your own. Buy from those that sell. They sure wasn't going to give up what they had. And I'm going to tell you what, friends, the little wise virgin is not going to give up anything she's got. She is going to stay true and press on and move along regardless of how other people just sluggishly go along the way. But she'll press on regardless. So may we be the people that presses on. Amen. Every one of us as individuals, press on. We've got to press on, see? Getting close. Don't let anything to distract you at all. So we're thankful again for the word tonight. I appreciate it. There's just so many things. I was thinking of many different channels and you know, thinking about the message and thinking about what we want to bring and how so many things fit in. So we appreciate that. So we're thankful for Brother Timothy. I really am. Appreciate him being there to, you know, help and to keep us encouraged. Keep us pressing. Appreciate all he does. I appreciate all what you people do. I was thinking about last night. I was thinking about today. You know, how the brothers come together last night and worked and cleaned up tree limbs and done some different things. And, you know, I just think, you know, I appreciate men like that. And these young boys, you know, they want to help out. And And every one of these young boys last night was a lot of help. We appreciate them. So thankful. And we see Brother Clayton, you know, many things he helps with. We appreciate that. Just so thankful for all these things. You know, when God put this little place together, he made sure there was enough people to keep everything going. That's exactly what he's done. We don't have big crowds here, no, not by long ways. But what we've got, God put it together to make it work, and we appreciate it. We've got instrument players, we've got singers, we've got the ministry, we got beautiful people, wonderful people, you know. Like I said, we're not big in number, but we're great in the Spirit of God by God's grace. Amen. Predestination. So we appreciate that. Just so thankful for all these things. Let us bow our head. Heavenly Father, so many times I know we thank you, Lord, even personally. And I just would just walk around sometimes and talking to you, and I just tell you how I appreciate so many things. But I really mean that with all my heart. And I'm so grateful for it. So grateful for these people, Lord. I've seen people before, Lord, where it was just so much pretense and hypocrisy and put on. But Father, I don't see that here. I see a people that want to grow in Christ and let you have your way in their lives. And they want to be nurtured, Lord, with the Word of God and by the Spirit. So Father, we're asking you just bring a little special blessing on us. And Father, give us revelation that we need. Continue to reveal yourself to us and just open our hearts to it and keep our hearts glowing and burning on fire for thee. So we appreciate this night and so thankful for it that you made the opportunity. Bless our brothers that brought it, Lord, and may it be blessed into our hearts as individuals now. And just asking again that you watch over us, keep us, Lord, in your care. And Lord, thank you for the many blessings you've given to us. And Father, if you should tarry till Sunday, may you just put something special in our hearts, Lord. Cry to reach out in the Spirit. Have that passion to know your word. And that fervent desire to please you. May that burn within us, Lord. So we thank you for everything now. Just bless us in your way. Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing a little chorus, very familiar little chorus. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you. Out of sorrow and of woe, He will comfort give you. Anywhere you go, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy. Thank you.